This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour on the DJ V Show, the experience of a lifetime you can have every day. That doesn't sound too humble, does it? But it's a good experience. Jennifer Horn and her experiences, she talks about them. Victoria Keelan and her experiences and thoughts, she talks about them here. Kara Schillen, every day we are on the way to being closer to your brain and your heart, which is not a bad thing. Say hi to the folks listening in Louisiana, ladies, all how do you put Louisianians? What are people from Louisiana? Louisianians?
I don't know, but I like to say Louisiana.
Louisiana. How about Louisville? You like to say Louisville, Jennifer?
Louisville.
Oklahoma City, Jackson, Mississippi. We've been on, there's two different stations there. Actually, there are a couple of different Jacksons, right? Mississippi, there's a Jackson, Tennessee. We're on there. I think there's one other, Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It's interesting. Nebraska City, Nebraska. I kind of like Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri. Anyway, how do you do? You can holler at Alexa and say, I want to listen to Doug. I want to listen to Victoria. I wonder what would happen. Anybody got an Alexa? Just put in Victoria Keelan. And what comes? What happens?
Oh, that's nice. Set me up for nothing.
Well, I just want to know what this
Watch
says.
This. I don't know if it would respond to our individual names, but if you use the command, listen to DJ V Show on TuneIn Radio, you'll get it right away.
Really? Huh. How about that?
I'm pretty sure, Doug, and I know this is going to hurt, even if I just went up to Alexa and said, Doug Steffen, she'd say, what? Repeat the command.
Really?
You have to say, yeah, you have to give her the right command.
Okay. In a couple of, well, it's 5 minutes or so, we're going to help you fight the flu. Talking about immune system, vaccinations, all of that sort of stuff. Meanwhile, around the
so
nation...
You're just so tired you feel like you have flu.
Yeah.
Do we have that?
Around... That's Super Beats. We need Super
Perfect.
Beats for that.
Okay, that's what I need.
Around the nation and around the world, the increasing demand for new soldiers has the Army accepting marginally qualified recruits, according to a government report, offering a lot of bonuses, relaxing the process for granting waivers for those who have used marijuana. Was there a prohibition? If you had, do they do pee tests when you are a soldier or before you become a soldier to find out if you're on marijuana or not? How does that work? Anybody know?
I think you're definitely drug tested before you enroll, for sure.
They need 80,000 new soldiers, according to Major General Jeffrey Snow, leads the recruiting command in the Army. Need for new soldiers comes as Congress has reversed trends started a few years ago to downsize the military. Are we nuts? We got to be nuts. This country has to be nuts. The wars are not going to be fought by men unless you're getting into piddly wars. And those are all just, these guys become fodder. I can't even, people who, I was reading a story about a fellow who went into the service, felt he was serving his country. I know what it was. It was a review of that Vietnam show that's on PBS. And the story of all, and you can watch that. I actually watched a little bit last night. The soldiers who are still alive, that were involved in Vietnam, how what they think about it today, what they thought about their experience, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the fact that we keep getting involved in all of these things to no avail. Nothing comes. Nothing came. Nothing good. Well, you can say, well, look at how great South Vietnam is today, or Vietnam in general. Look at how progressive and productive they are, and what good friends they are of America. So we had to bomb the hell out of the country and kill half of their citizens in order for it to be to move into the modern era. Some people think that's great. I'm not one of them. The whole business about Korea and where we are now with that foolishness and Afghanistan and Iraq and all this other stuff, my God. So the feeling that people get when signing up, and this is not to in any way disparage those people who go into the service because they have a goal and they think the goal is to protect our country. And what often is the case is you get used for fodder, cannon fodder. And that's, I don't see how that benefits the country. I really don't. I don't see how having all these soldiers and spending all this money. Well, you can say, well, we use it to protect ourselves. You know how much corruption there is involved in this? People say to me, well, Doug, get real. That's the way the life is. Yesterday I was talking to somebody in my who's running for a local office here in my town, and we were talking about a charge that had been leveled against one of the people running of corruption. The word that was used was extortion. And she looked at me and laughed because I used an example that was kind of mild. And she said, extortion in Framingham? And I wonder if that isn't the same everywhere. That's just the way the system works, because that's the way people are. And so you look at all of the things that go on, all the money. It's all this dough has to be a target for corruption, because there's so much of it there. And then what do we use it for? I don't know. Last year, the Army spent $424 million for recruits. That's up from $284 million the year before. $200 million more to get people to sign up. And so who are you attracting? Again, is it the cream of the crop? We say the men and women who are in uniform are the best, America's best and finest. I think this report begs to differ with that position. And so then you would turn it around and say, well, why don't we attract the best into the military? I think sometimes you can see the quality of the people that go to the three academies, West Point, Air Force Academy, and what's the other one for the Marines? What's the Marine? Quantico? I don't even know what it is. But those people are usually read. They're good scholars, and they feel the call. But I don't know. It's very exasperating for me to look at all of this stuff and see how we keep preparing to fight, and maybe I'm naive. All right, we got to get to our the force of fighting the flu. How to get prepared for the flu season coming right up here. I want to introduce you to a remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. To say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies every day. The cost to you, 22 cents per serving. The Balance of Nature Fruit and Veggies products help boost the immune system up 720% if you do this every day. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. Boost your immune system. You heard me right. What an amazing product. Give yourself better overall health. Go online to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the code DJV and you'll get a free month supply using that code. You heard right. A free month. The code is DJV. The product is Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com for a free month supply using code DJV. Experience it for yourself. Balanceofnature.com.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Kohl's Home Sale is going on now. Stop in and pick up Cuddle Duds sheets for only $29.99. A 6-quart Instant Pot is just $99.99. A 6-quart New Wave Air Fryer is $129.99. And all Yankee candles are 25% off. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more with promo code LEAF. You'll get Kohl's cash, too, right now at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid October 12th through 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
On October 4th, Google unveiled its new Pixel 2 smartphone and Pixel Buds. These are wireless earphones that let you control your smartphone by tapping and swiping on the right earbud. But it was the real-time language conversion, the demo they gave on stage, that really wowed the crowds. Supporting about 40 languages to start, you simply press the right earbud with your finger and say something in English. The person you're talking to through their Pixel 2 smartphone will hear what you said in their mother tongue, such as in French or Spanish, Japanese or Swedish. Therefore, two people can engage in a real-time multi-language conversation. Amazing technology. The Pixel 2 smartphone from Google starts at $649, while Pixel Buds will retail for $159. More info on these two products is at google.com/pixel.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
All right, let's meet Tanya Shackelford, who is the Director of Clinical and Professional Services at Fred's, Inc. Help us understand what Fred's Pharmacy does. This is a new one for all the people in the audience. I don't think we know much about Fred's. I certainly claim ignorance, so help us understand before we get into what you want people to understand or to consider when it comes to fighting the flu, just a little more about Fred's Pharmacy.
Sure. So Fred's is a... We are a Southeast regional chain. We have 350 pharmacies and approximately about 600 total stores. Wow. We are in a lot of our rural areas of the Southeast. I guess one way to look at it is think about the Southeastern Conference, and that's where Fred's Pharmacy is.
Okay, good. Got through. Now we have the geography. Okay. Yeah. So the flu season is about to begin, or has it begun? Where are we in the timing here?
So peak flu season is usually between December and February. However, flu can hit any time. And so the time to prepare is now before we hit the peak season.
Mm-hmm. And preparation includes what?
So preparation includes getting your annual flu shot. It takes about 2 weeks to become effective, so you don't want to wait until you start hearing about all your friends and family and coworkers getting the flu to get your flu shot. The time to get it is now, because it does take about approximately 2 weeks to become fully effective.
All right. What's in the flu shot? People always ask that question. People wonder about the old days, the flu. People said, I don't want to get a flu shot because it's got this, that, or the other thing in it. What actually are you getting when you get a vaccination?
So flu vaccines are made with viruses that are inactivated, which means they're not infectious and they have no live viruses in them at all. It's created to, you can't become infected with a virus from an inactivated vaccine.
So you can't get the flu from getting a flu shot anymore. You used to be able to, but you can't do it anymore.
Well, you're right. You cannot. What generally happens is, like I said, it takes about 2 weeks to become effective. And what happens, a lot of people might already have been exposed to the flu when they get their flu shot, so then they actually get the flu. It's not from the flu shot itself. It's because they didn't get their flu shot early enough to become protected.
All right, so the idea here is to improve your immune system, isn't it? Really, the people who are hospitalized because of complications from the flu every year, and there are hundreds of thousands of people that have that problem, usually have weakened immune systems, do they not?
Absolutely. So the key is people 65 years and older, or people with certain medical conditions. This is an interesting fact. Every 12 minutes, someone 65 years and older dies from the flu, which is a staggering fact.
Really? And is that year round, or is that just in the season?
That's during, you know, when in the peak season, I would say. But yes, it's a very, very serious, it can be a very serious illness for those with weakened immune systems. And what you often hear is people say, well, I'm healthy. I'm not 65 or older. But the problem is those of us that are not in those special circumstances and of those age ranges, we're carriers. And so to help protect your loved ones, you need to get your vaccine, even though you're healthy.
All right. So, final question, quick focus on the earliest you get it. How old, what's the youngest you ought to get a flu shot, according to your recommendation?
Six months of age. Anybody 6 months of age or older should get their annual flu shot.
Wow, I've not heard that before, so that's very interesting. All right, you want more information on this and what these folks recommend at Fred's Pharmacy, go to fredsinc.com. Learned a couple of things about the fighting of the flu, including the story of Fred's. fredsinc.com. Thank you very much, Tanya Shackelford, here on the DJV Show. We'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
One of the podcasts that I do every week is called The American Family Farmer. You can find it by going to actually AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The reason I'm mentioning that is because the music that we use for The American Family Farmer is done by Luke Bryan, to whom you are listening right now, a song called Here's to the Farmer. He's the newest American Idol judge, paying tribute to the victims of the shooting in Las Vegas, offering praise for the first responders, thanking fans for their bravery. During a tour stop, he's on a farm tour. He's doing, I think, 6 or 7 farm tour stops. He was in Centralia, Missouri. He stopped in the middle of his set to take a moment to honor those who were involved in the tragedy in Las Vegas. He said, quote, "I want to remember those beautiful, those innocent, wonderful country fans and the victims. I want to remember them and pray for their families. I want to salute the first responders in Las Vegas, from the police that ran into the people in the hospitals. They were having a normal night, and then their world got turned upside down." He acknowledged how much this incident has shaken up the music community, not just the country people. It's not a country music situation, he said. It's not a country music fan situation. It's a music fan situation, because we were all robbed of our innocence on that Sunday night. I love you guys for being brave and showing up tonight, understanding the best thing we can do now is show up and do what we know how to do. So, and these farm dates are actually on the farm, so they're out in the open. But how many people are going to think about that, Jennifer, every time they go to a venue that's out of doors? Will that hurt the sales?
I will. I'll always be looking now.
Hollywood Bowl and Dodger Stadium or whatever.
Well, I think certain, it depends on if there's, I'll be looking to be like, okay, am I a sitting duck for someone? I mean, many of these stadiums, like the Hollywood Bowl, they're kind of just out in the middle of nothing around you. So you're probably pretty safe, but I'm sure it's on people's minds.
Oh, yeah. I went to a concert that same night that this happened, and obviously I didn't know about it until afterwards, but then you go back and think, and it was an inside venue, but, you know, they looked through my purse, but there's no kind of metal detectors. They didn't really do anything but dig around in my purse a little bit, and it just, you realize how easy it is in so many places that, you know, anyone could bring anything in. It's kind of terrifying, and obviously I don't want to think about that as someone who goes to concerts a lot, but
What a world we live in, right?
Yeah, scary.
And to add a little bit here, Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean are pretty close friends. They, yeah, so I'm sure of some of the country music community, Luke Bryan kind of gets the gravity of this. He's probably been in touch with Jason Aldean. So, yeah.
Yep.
Got to keep going, though.
Speaking of the country music scene, Maren Morris has created a tribute song to the victims in Las Vegas. She performed the night before the shooting. She has a new song called Dear Hate. Vince Gill is on this song as well. You're listening to it in the background, kind of a ballad. Looks at times through history when it's seemed as if the hate has gotten the upper hand. The state troopers who turned on the marchers, the Civil Rights March in Selma. Kennedy's assassination, the terrorist attacks. She wrote the song a couple of years ago after a gunman killed 9 parishioners in Charleston, South Carolina. Remember that? But she struggled with the time to release it. She sent the song to Vince Gill to ask him to add harmonies and guitar, but she got way more than she bargained for from him. He was so touched by the song that he took it a step further and turned the song into a duet. He said, I was so moved I did something I never have done before. I sang one of the verses unsolicited.
They sound great together, actually.
Yeah, that's not, yeah. It makes the mark, makes us wonder again. Vince is no stranger.
Yeah, she's going to donate all of the proceeds from it to Vegas as well.
Yeah.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, Pittsburgh seems to be the center of the robotics and self-driving car universe right now. Self-driving car companies are battling for talented robotics engineers in the city. Reports say that new robotics graduates can earn up to $200,000 a year. The trend started with Uber and now includes Argo AL, which is mostly owned by Ford. Recent reports indicate there are up to 2,000 people employed by self-driving car companies in Pittsburgh at this time. That number is growing as new autonomous companies announce plans to move to Pittsburgh. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I just kept all of my records on a single Microsoft Word document. So sloppy. But recently I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, and it was a revelation. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work down to the minute. That is the way to run a side hustle. Check out FreshBooks.com and enter Entrepreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Have you experienced an uncomfortable moment on the job site? Maybe every time a coworker lifts a box, he grunts like a giraffe giving birth. Or you've just seen way too many butt cracks. Call the Timberland Pro Uncomfortable Moments Hotline at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Your uncomfortable story could be our next radio commercial. Timberland Pro knows work can be uncomfortable, so we make work gear that's comfortable. Work shirts, pants, and boots, head to toe. Share your uncomfortable story at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Timberland Pro, not uncomfortable.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, customers, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
After the hour on the continuing saga of the day that you hear profiled on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Check out a couple of sports stories in a few minutes as we continue to travel around the nation and around the world. I read last night, I was reading a book about a therapist who takes her clients for a walk in the woods to help them reduce anxiety and stress. I found yesterday to have been an extremely anxious day for me and stressful. I had a call from my accountant that wasn't something that I wanted to hear about how much money I owe the IRS. And we went on to other things during the day that just kind of made me think at the end of the day, there's a good one. This is a good one to get into the history books. Anyway, this lady writes about what she calls forest therapy, covered by, in her estimation, more and more stuff is being covered by insurance, and she's making a pitch to get health insurance to cover things like forest therapy. This isn't something that you make up. So the book is called The Art of Learning. It's about recovery time. And it focuses on people who are, as I think we all are, high-performance people, and describes how to reset and recover, Jennifer, to shut down and to recreate. People that go all the time, and I admit to this, when I get up in the morning, I just go until I'm done at the end of the day. She writes a story about Michael Jordan sitting on the bench and how for 2 minutes he would put himself into a mindset of perfect serenity and would not pay attention to the team, even if they were struggling and they needed him. It's kind of a form of meditation, in a sense. So maybe this can work for those of you who need to get away from your work or your family or whatever it is that's going on. And if it hadn't been so late last night, I might have taken a walk out back myself. I was in bed, so I didn't want to get dressed again and wander around outside. But I live in an area that's completely surrounded by woods and protected state parkland. So I could walk out there for hours and literally miles. Not everybody can do that. But you probably can find a place where you can walk, maybe go to nature, because people who spend time in nature who have a heavy work life and workload are able to get a different perspective on things. Sometimes the best leaders are the people who can set aside some time every day, because you can't be on all the time. I've learned that over the years, maybe the hard way. It just doesn't work. So you got to take a day off. The other day, Meredith and I spent the day. We just had loads of fun driving around. We went to look at cars for her, and then we went to a horse sanctuary. And it was a fabulous day of just being away from everything. And whether you do it in 2 minutes or you do it in 2 hours or you do it in 2 days or 2 weeks, I don't think it works for 2 weeks, frankly. I think you lose the starch. Maybe even 2 days is too much. But if you're a gardener, you like to walk on the beach, you are a hiker, you like gardening, sort of gardening, farming, sports, whatever it is, pay attention to how you feel and what you're thinking when you're involved. Is there something that you do, Jennifer, that gets your mind off of everything else? Do you play board games? How is it that you get away from the maddening crowd?
Sadly, I've lost all of my hobbies. I think I need to probably find them again, because I don't have many instances during the average day where I clear my mind. But I try to do massage a lot on the weekends, and I try to keep my Sundays for myself. Mm-hmm. So people that know me know not to ask me to do things on Sunday, because it's kind of like my day to sort of... Sadly, I have to work on those Sundays, like doing laundry and stuff, but it's kind of refocusing a little bit and getting back to what I need to do.
Yeah. Victoria, what do you do to mentally or physically recover or regenerate?
You know, I wish that I would do massage more, because I do love that, and I just have not really had time to do that lately. But Jen is so right about Sundays. Sundays, I never really had an issue with Sundays until I started working in radio and doing morning radio. So Monday mornings, like, you get the Sunday afternoon anxiety where you start winding down and then you're getting into work mode. And taking back Sunday, not to sound like a bad band from the late 90s, but taking back my Sundays and not having anyone be allowed to plan anything on Sundays, you know, like no family dinners, no driving around, things like that, that's a huge help. Just having that time to decompress and then prepare for the week, that's so important.
What about you, Kara?
I think what Victoria said about Sundays is it's so true, because the last few weeks I've done things on Sunday nights, and it totally throws off your entire week because you've lost that time where you kind of recharge and get set for the week ahead. So it's almost like it makes the week like two times harder when you do something on Sunday night. So I mean, weekends are like sacred to me, so I'll do things on Friday night or Saturday, but I always need that Sunday time. But, you know, during the week, if I need to recharge, I like to read. Sometimes I watch TV, but I find that reading just kind of takes you away from everything because you don't have any opportunity. You know, you turn the TV on and you might still see the news or something else that's going on. And a lot of TV shows are very relevant to things that are going on in the country, in the world. So if you read, then there's not really any chance of coming across that, and it's quiet, and you can kind of focus on yourself and your own brain and just thinking through things. So that's like the best way for me to relax.
But being outside, though, Doug, so that's going back to your original point there, walking in the woods, I mean, I don't have woods, but I have Central Park, and that is what I consider to be the best backyard in the world. So anytime I can get into the park with the dogs, it's very relaxing.
There are just a few, every once in a while with me anyway, I take a few seconds to think and absorb more than I ever have in my life. This last couple of years brought me around to listening to myself. You know, that's the voice that you hear from people, the voice within, your instinct, your gut, whatever you want to call it, however the infinite intelligence is speaking to you, so that I don't react as strongly. Jennifer knows I used to go bananas. I'd react to things, the slightest, silliest thing. And now I don't. I think about them rather than taking immediate action. And some of it comes from whether it's the day I spent the other day. I love those days with her. The idea of being on my tractor and doing the stuff on the farm. Not everybody can do that, and I understand that. But you all have times when you can. If you haven't or you don't, then you need to. And maybe that's basically the message. So anyway, all this is aimed at helping you think around or think through some of the things. I'm trying to present here what is basically a contrast to everything else that you can find on the radio or television, even though we do get ourselves involved in some of the things that are timely. Is this Mike Ditka? Sorry, let's spend a minute or two on some sports here. I've always thought Mike Ditka was a very interesting character. He used to be the Bears coach. Why is he in hot water? Who's got that story?
I'll take that one. So he's, of course, the former Chicago Bears coach, like you said, Mike Ditka. He has been doing a lot of television commentary and things since he's been retired, and he was asked about the NFL players taking a knee and the anthem and the whole thing, and he said all of a sudden it's become a big deal now about oppression. There has been no oppression in the last 100 years that I know of. That's the quote that got him into a lot of trouble. Saying there's no oppression in the last 100 years.
Where did he come from?
Exactly. So of course he was responding to the national anthem protests about racial discrimination, and he said that you have to be colorblind in this country, and that the opportunity is there for everybody. Mm. A lot of people were very quick to point out things that have happened in just Mike Ditka's 77 years on the planet. He was 16 when Rosa Parks was arrested. He was 24 when the Civil Rights Act was passed, and he was 28 when Martin Luther King was assassinated. So a lot of people were saying, like, how could you say there's been no oppression in the last 100 years? Just in the last, you know, in your lifetime, there's been plenty. So he said during the interview, though, that he wasn't condemning anybody or criticizing anyone, but he urged NFL players to take their protests off the field.
Okay, so let's keep that in mind as we go to this Jerry Jones thing, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. He said that the Cowboys will be benched, the players will be benched if they take a knee during the national anthem.
Right.
The NAACP doesn't like that. I think that's too bad. Well, you tell the story because I'll get sidetracked.
Well, and by the way, he's not alone. Roger Goodell actually sent a letter the other day to a team owner saying he wants these players to start standing. I think he's feeling the hit in the ratings and the sponsorships.
Oh,
now, the NAACP said in a statement on Tuesday that Jerry Jones, who made the pledge yesterday or maybe Monday to bench players who take a knee during the national anthem, are a public commitment by an NFL owner to violate his players' constitutional right to free speech. Now, Jerry Jones told reporters that the Cowboys and other NFL teams need to stand for the Star Spangled Banner in comments that followed his pledge to keep players off the field for disrespecting the flag. He said, quote, "This is not an issue about our flag. This is an issue about police brutality, racism, and the ability of members of the NFL whose communities are disproportionately impacted by police misconduct to peacefully say enough." That was the end quote there from the NAACP president and CEO Derek Johnson in a statement that he issued this week. "This is not simply a black issue due to the number of white people also killed by police, but we know historically that when justice occurs for African Americans, all other members of our society benefit as well. The NFL does have language in the league's operations manual that specifies players must be on the sideline and should stand for the anthem." A spokesperson for the NFL told reporters Tuesday that no player has faced discipline for not standing during the anthem. But that may change because Roger Goodell, like I mentioned, is looking at making some changes here with these players who are kneeling.
So here's my read on this. You're getting paid by Jerry Jones. You do what Jerry Jones tells you to do.
You're working for
him. You don't want to do what Jerry Jones tells you, then you leave the team and go do what you want. You work for the guy, and this is a work-related problem or a situation. So if he tells you he wants you to stand or jump through hoops, you signed a contract to work for him, sure, you have the right to freedom of speech. But not while you're playing baseball, football, or basketball, or whatever the game is. You are required to do what they tell you to do if you've agreed to be paid by that person or the company. All right, 10 before the hour. Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. One pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, half of Americans are planning to travel this fall. And for those not planning to travel, cost was the main reason. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Fall is a great time to travel. There are incredible destinations to visit, whether you want to scope out the foliage or squeeze in one last beach vacation. But for those looking to enjoy the season without spending too much, a staycation is a great option. There are still awesome things to do in your own backyard, such as going to the zoo or a museum. And with the right Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn and redeem your points right in town and discover experiences you may have missed otherwise. Take the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, which lets you earn 1.5 points per dollar on all your purchases and redeem them toward points on travel purchases like local tourist attractions.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and accessed it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available, covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now 53 after the hour, time for our visit from our pet's best friend, other than us. Warren Eckstein fills that role every week on the radio with the Pet Show. You can hear it all over the country. The podcast, go to WarrenEckstein.com, PetShow.com, HugsAndKisses.com. We got it all covered. Warren's going to acknowledge or observe Pet Obesity Awareness Day, because that's one of the things about today that's a reality, right after this.
Have you experienced an uncomfortable moment on the job site? Maybe every time a coworker lifts a box, he grunts like a giraffe giving birth. Or you've just seen way too many butt cracks. Call the Timberland Pro Uncomfortable Moments Hotline at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Your uncomfortable story could be our next radio commercial. Timberland Pro knows work can be uncomfortable, so we make work gear that's comfortable. Work shirts, pants, and boots, head to toe. Share your uncomfortable story at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Timberland Pro, not uncomfortable.
This report
support is brought to you by Bank of America. Money causes stress and uneasiness in our closest relationships, according to Bank of America's new Friends Again report. In fact, more than 50% of the population has seen a friendship end over money. And it is not always a lot of money that will cause a relationship rift. Nearly 40% of consumers say they would end a friendship over $100 or less. But there are ways we can salvage a relationship before it goes south over an IOU. Dr. Melanie Ross Mills, relationship expert.
Talking about money doesn't always have to be awkward. If you follow some simple tips, having an honest conversation is the best way to avoid these issues. Coordinate shared expenses in advance to avoid unexpected spending. Communicate openly with your friends about money owed and use mobile apps like the Bank of America app for a simple way to send, request, and receive money from friends, no matter where they bank.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/friendsagain.
Here's a man that makes a giant impact on the world every single day. And so because of that, Warren is here. It is Pet Obesity Awareness Day, where veterans lead events. Owners encouraged to bring their dogs and cats to get health examinations at your local veterinarian's clinic, screening to help them reduce the weight of the dog. Why is this? Why do you have to go to the vet? You look at the dog and it's fat. But the cat is fat, so don't feed him so much.
Yeah, what but else? Come on, Doug. They're all like my mother. We're not fat. We're just big bone. Come on.
Is that how it goes? So what do you, when people confront, you must get calls on your show all the time about what to do from naive people who say, my dog is so fat. What do I do? You don't feed him so much. Well, get him some exercise.
But there could be medical reasons for it, too. So it's always when you have a dog that's obese or a cat that's obese, which, by the way, over 50% of dogs and cats in North America are considered obese or overweight.
How much? Give me that number again.
Over 50%.
My God.
It's actually the number one problem veterinarians see. And people don't realize, you know, oh, look at a chubby dog, look at the chubby cat. But the same problems we have, diabetes. I have people that have their dogs and cats on insulin. They have to give their dog or cat shots every couple of days because the diabetes is so bad, or arthritis, hip joint problems. Everything that affects human beings with obesity affects our pets. But remember this, the average cat weighs 10 pounds. So if that cat just gains 2 pounds, that's 20% over what its weight should be. So it's really important to focus on keeping the weight down and keeping the exercise up. Most importantly is making sure that you feed your dogs. If you have a dog or cat that's obese, and this is such critical information, don't feed them as much in one feeding. Take their feedings and break it up into small feedings throughout the day. Several small feedings. Any dietitian will tell you, whether it's a human being losing weight, a dog losing weight, or a cat losing weight, smaller amounts of food more frequently throughout the day is definitely the way to go.
Well, isn't that the way to be if you're a human?
Absolutely. And it's
how to deal with it.
Something we all need to take into consideration. There's nothing that devastates me more than seeing a 9 or a 10-year-old dog whose mind is so focused, whose mind is so sharp it can no longer get up just because he's overweight, which
that's
is totally unnecessary.
Cruelty. That's abuse.
It can be. Absolutely right, Doug.
Yeah. All right. Here's the story from Arkansas. Administrative assistant to the Arkansas County official in, let's see, what county is it? Garland County. Has been using county cash to buy her dog clothing. She has a credit card that belongs to the county, and they've accused her of using money to buy personal items, including a tuxedo for her pet pug.
Only you find these stories. Listen, I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. No matter how much money I make, no matter how much money I have, my dogs are going to walk around butt naked. That's just the way it is. Unless you have a dog that really looks forward and says, you know, I want to wear that tuxedo today, Mom, let him walk around butt naked. That's just my suggestion, guys.
Unbelievable. She had sentenced on the 22nd of November. She's from Hot Springs, interestingly enough, which is where Bill Clinton is from. I saw that, and I thought, my God. We're talking about going out on trails. One of the things that is good when you go out hiking to get that peace and quiet we were talking about is to take your dog with you. Don't you think that's a great way to...
Yeah, but stay on the trail. A lot of snake problems this year, so stay on the trail.
Really?
Don't go off the trails with your dog. Yeah,
all right. Stay on the trail. Advice from Warren.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.